Jury deliberations in Bill Cosby's criminal case have stretched into the late afternoon. WHYY's Laura Benshoff reports that much of the visible drama today happened outside the courtroom in Norristown.
At lunchtime, when the jury had been deliberating for around 6 hours total, Cosby's spokesman Andrew Wyatt stood on the Montgomery County Courthouse steps and criticized the court.
You guys have seen how we have put information out there, our cross-examinations, how we have tried to put information in and it's gotten thrown out.
Wyatt also read a statement from a potential witness who the judge didn't allow to testify, named Marguerite Jackson. In that statement, Jackson said she'd worked with the accuser, Andrea Constand, at Temple University, and that Constand told her she planned to set up Cosby. Airing such incendiary and, for the purposes of the trial, irrelevant evidence amounts to trying to win your case outside the courtroom, says Constand's attorney, Dolores Troiani.
I can see only one purpose for him coming here to do that, and that is to defame our client.
Other critics say it's merely to create a distraction. Earlier in the day, the jury asked to hear once more sworn testimony Cosby gave several years ago about the night of the alleged assault. Laura Benshoff, WHYY News.